So let's begin the sugya of Afikoman. Okay, take us a couple weeks to take care of this one. Very interesting sugya. A lot of interesting aspects of this. Okay, I want to start out first with I give you the list of Rambams to do, but just two of them I want to focus on. The first one is that we're going to need for the near future. The first one is the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Right, so it says in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Tzvi.
Where is that
in Page
766.
No. Way later. Halacha Aleph. Let's start with that. Achilas Basar.
Achilas Basar HaPesach. Lele Hamishi Basar. The Basar of the Pesach is
written. Eating of it is keep going. On Leil Tesvav, on the Seder night, right? Mitzvah Saseh. Please commit that pasuk to memory, okay? You will eat the basar pesach, right? Roasted, right? Umatzos, right? Amorim yochlu, right? So, which seems to imply that how's the corn pesach eaten? With matzah and mar, okay? Right? That's clear, okay? And what do we do today in our Seder to remember that? By Korach. Okay, Korach. The Korach sandwich is, remember that sandwich. Yes, it is. Zeichel Hol. We'll do today. Okay, the Ein Matzah, keep going.
The Ein Matzah and Mor are not Ma'akit.
Right, so Imlo Matzo.
Imlo Matzo, Matzo. If one didn't find matzah more, it would say dechavaso achilas basar pesach levadah.
Okay, that's important. So if I couldn't find matzah more, I'm still yotzei but eat the pesach on its own. So even though the Torah seems to indicate they're eaten together, it's not makiv. I can still eat them separately. Okay.
More or below pesach, or
pesach. In a mitzvah, right? Shenamar. Okay, fine. We're not going to take up the specific issue of mara. Okay, although it will come up as a question, but for now we're not going to take that up. Now look at Gimel. This is the most important one. Okay, that's a very interesting idea. First of all, what's his language? Mitzvah min hamavchar, which sounds like what? Right, but it's not makiv. Okay, how is the korban pesach eaten? Ala sova. What does that mean? Ala sova. Nope. Not till you're full. What do you mean? Okay, right. What? Being like with it, meaning like, okay, so if I asked you right now, you're eating your meal, okay? So let's say you go to a restaurant, okay? And you have your appetizer and some soup and you have your main course, okay? When exactly in that meal, when is ala sova? It's towards the end, right? Seems that way, right? It's towards the end of the main course, but not what? No. Okay, definitely not dessert. Okay, not the first thing you eat, that's for sure. Not dessert, and it's also not achilas gasa. Ala sova doesn't mean that I'm full, right, to the point where if I ate any more, it would be disgusting. It's a very narrow period of time. It's basically the end of the meal, right, where you're eating it like ala sova while you're full. You're not hungry anymore, right. But it's not achilas gasa.
You say it's on each individual food,
but you're satisfied with soup to the point where you don't eat. No one learns that way. Where does this come from, by the way, the idea of ala sova? No. No, didn't korbanos in general. It's a general idea. Alright, so go on the Rambam. The fikach. So if you brought the korban chagiga on the 14th, ochel mehem. Okay, so you eat the korban chagiga first, and then you become satisfied through the korban pesach. Okay, all right, fine. Is that clear? Okay, so we know that the halacha about korban pesach is it's supposed to be eaten ala sova, which would seem to be at the end of the meal. Okay, now if you go to chametz matzah, okay. Achilas al hasova. We'll use the Gemara's language.
Yes, you're not becoming so they have through the Pesach.
No. Right. I know. It's like you're, it's very hard to know. It's like you're eating it. Well, okay, that's what I say. You'll see from the Gemara. Well, you'll see. You're not in a state of re'avon, okay? No, you're not in a state of hunger. That's the key. You know, you can't eat it. I'm so hungry. I can't wait to have my Korban Pesach. Anyone want to guess the reason why you shouldn't eat it that way? We'll see Tosa's reason. What? No. Break a bone. Very good. Because Shpirat's that time. Because if I'm starving and I'm so hungry and I want to have my Korban Pesach, I'm going to dive in and break one of the bones. That's one of like six reasons often, by the way. But anyway, the Torah says you cannot break any of the bones. I don't care why. Separate question. Okay?
No, you're supposed to eat it though, to get satisfied from it. Not that you're already satisfied and then eat it.
Right, so again, what state are you in? You can't be hungry.
You're full, but you're like content, and now you're getting like nice.
Right, but not a chiles kasa.
No, nice.
Right, so I'm saying it seems like I would go with Ellie's description. Like, I'm having my steak, and towards the end of the meal, you get that feeling where like, yeah, it feels good, right? That's when you have to make sure you have a Korban Pesach. Okay. Right. Okay. Sure. Okay. And Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Tzvi Heimowitz, okay? Look on page 312. Where it's Parakhes Halacha Tess. Actually, let's start with, I'm sorry, start with Halacha Zion. Okay?
Parakhes?
Yeah. That'd be eight.
The Achar Kach Mibar, Baruch HaTash,
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry, go back a bit, I apologize. And Halacha Vav, okay? So you do need to Tess Adayim, okay? And then you make Hamotzi. Now keep this in mind, you make Hamotzi. You make a motzi. Now, what else do you make? All right. So after it says ve'achar kach korech matzo mar, right? Umetabel b'charoses umvarech asher kishanu sazvano al achilas matzo marim. So according to the Rambam, what do you do after you make a motzi? Before you eat it, you actually take the matzah and mar together, and you make this bracha al achilas matzo marim v'ochlan. Okay. But if you ate the matzah mar separately, you make a bracha on each one. So when you're making achilas matzah, right? You make it what? Buy a motzi. Okay, buy a motzi. That's going to be very important. Buy a motzi. What? Oh, so what do we have today? Okay, so you mean why you have to make the bracha on the mara? Good question. That's we'll do that sugi before Pesach. His question? The question? No, he's just saying usually when you make a motzi, you patches anything else you eat after that. So the famous question on that. We did that. No, you weren't here. We did that. Didn't we? I did it in Mishmar.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's a great sugi. Yeah, it's a great sugi. All right. Oh, sorry, it was a great story. The Bach. Remember the Bach?
Yeah.
Yeah, this, okay. But the other thing is that Alachiel's matzah you're making because it's a mitzvah. You understand? It's because I'm fulfilling my matzah shal mitzvah at this point in time. Okay? Alachiel's matzah. Okay. Keep going in the Rambam. Halacha Zion. Okay, which you, right? The Ochal Mibisar. Okay, so then after you make a motzi and achilas matzah and mar, then you have your chagiga, right? And then after that, you say al achilas ha-pesach. And then what do you do? Then even the pesach, okay? With little birkas ha-pesach, with terashas out, fine. Look at ches. Good. Then you dip in the charoses, then you have your mara, and then you have karech. We all know this already. Now look at tes. This is key. And you continue your meal. Right? Keep going. Cheres, right? Eat and drink whatever you want. As my Rosh Yiva said, no diet soda. Regular. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, go on. It was a good joke. He said, you eat whatever you want. Like, don't restrict yourself. Don't like a diet food.
Oh. No.
Took you a second there. No. Go on. Okay. Now, when do I... Now, look at his lashon carefully. When do I eat the Korban Pesach? At the end. No, mean like this. But meaning... It doesn't mean I haven't eaten Korban Pesach already. But the last thing I'm going to eat is going to be Pesach. That's the Kazayas. Okay? So, Uva Achrona... Now, the easy way to learn the Rambam is that the last thing I eat is going to be Korban Pesach, right? And keep going. Ve'eno. Okay. And therefore, you can't taste anything. Well, let's be careful. Any food afterwards. Okay? I'm sure we're all familiar with this halacha today. After you eat the matzah afikoma, and there's this idea of not eating or drinking. We'll get to whether that really is true. You know, in the shtei kosos, what happens afterwards. But according to the Rambam is bringing down, and this is a Durabanan, Midurabanan, you cannot eat, you can't taste anything after the Basar Pesach. Okay? Why? We don't know. We'll find out, though. A lot of reasons. Go on. Right, okay, what does he mean? Says, first of all, if I asked you, the Rambam sounds like, what does it sound like he's doing with this idea of not eating after the matzah? Sounds like, what's it coming to function as? A zecher l'korban. Okay, a zecher l'korban. What? Through the matzah, right? The matzah seems to be replacing the korban pesach, okay? And then he adds these words, kadeshia hefsek sudasa. What does that mean?
A bookmark.
A bookmark. Some type of, like, this is the end. Right, okay. The tam sar pesach. What does that mean? And I'm asking that with that emphasis in my tone for a reason. Okay? Sha'achilasan hi ha-mitzvah. What does that mean? What do you mean, achilasan hi ha-mitzvah? So what is that? So, but what does that have to do with needing the tam of the Korban Pesach or matzah in your mouth afterwards? What does one have to do with the other? Don't answer that. It's way too early to answer that question. But it's a very odd language in the Rambam. And this is going to be another big thing we're going to take up. What's this idea of, in other words, the Rambam saying you got to keep the taste of the Korban Pesach or the matzah today in your mouth afterwards? Because achilasan hi ha-mitzvah, because the eating of it is the mitzvah. What does that mean? What does it mean, achilasan hi ha-mitzvah? Okay, so that's another famous question. How do you have
your... That's not a part of the meal. You can have an optional
thing. Well, one second. We'll get to that. We'll get to yang. What? What?
You bench, and then you make... Then you have the kosa, so it's not a part of the meal.
No. The first one, you bench on the kosa. Right, that's true. You're right. The second one, the fourth one's on hollow.
Is there a difference of lashon between by the korban pesach inotum afra ma'achal after by the matzah is inotum afra kolum?
Right, we'll get to that. So another good question. Big machlokas rishonim about the whole issue of what you can or can't. And not only is it fun in the machlokas rishonim about whether you can or can't drink afterwards. Another machlokas rishonim acharon is what if I did. Like, let's say I ate after I had my matzah. Do you have to go back and have the afikoman again? What?
Where does this chatzos business come from?
Chatzos. Oh, we'll get to that. Chatzos. It's time. Okay.
We do this. I got to...
That's what Ellie wants to do. Okay, yeah. That's exactly one of the main things in the sugya. Right, what's this idea of that you can't taste anything afterwards, right? And then there's another question. We already have in place in the Seder a Zecher for Korban Pesach. We have something in place. Korach. Right? That's another good question. But you hear that? First of all, one question is why they chose matzah. I don't mean philosophically, but luckily, why matzah? The answer actually is pretty easy, as you'll see. But the other question that she was raising is a good question. We already have a Zecher l'Korban Pesach. Korach. Right? So what do you need this for?
It's not a Zecher okay. To
the Mar? Yeah. Even better. So what do we need? What do we need Afikoman for?
No, whatever idea you want, that the Korban Pesach has to be the last thing you eat. There's no Zecher for that.
But it's like a funny thing. Like, why should that be like... There's a lot of Zecher, you know?
I still have no idea why we need to taste something
like that. We're going to get to that. Okay? We're diving to the Rishonim. They have all sorts of reasons why. Fascinating machlokas. Okay, but first let's get the basics down. Tzvi Haimowitz, let's take the Mishnah on Kuf Yotet Amabez. As Tzvi noted, it's a very short Mishnah.
Stupid observation.
Ain Maftirin. Okay, so... This is great because the Mishnah has... No one knows what those words mean. What does maftirin here mean and what does afikoman mean? They don't know. I mean, the Gemara is going to say there's two possibilities, okay? Very cryptic. Ein maftirin achar pesach afikoman. Don't get confused with language. Pesach obviously means korban pesach. It's tempting. I'm just saying, don't get confused to think that, oh, well, we do matzah today. Don't worry about matzah. Pesach, korban pesach. This is a durabanan. Okay. How's a durabanan? What? I know. Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say by the Mishnah? Maftirin.
Rashbam says it too.
What? Yeah, it's different. For sure it's Rabbanan. You'll see how it is. You'll see why it has to be the Rabbanan. Okay? Lashon. Okay, so Maftirin here means what? Yes, what? Say again. Right, pardoned with a D? Right, okay. Yes, you mean, what do you call it? He's separating, okay? Okay, so what is he saying? He's saying, so Rashbam is saying that what are you doing? It's niftar mechavera, which means klomar. Okay, so when you finish, when you're separating from your meal, right, you don't finish it be'afikoman, gvor mefarsh. So the Rashbam hasn't helped us much yet, because we don't know what that means. Okay, but he's going to say the lashon is removing yourself from. Okay. All right. Ready for the Gemara? My goal today is let's set up Rav and Shmuel and maybe get like some, without looking at Tosos, some basic like step in what they're arguing about, and then we'll take a look at Tosos. So what does the Gemara say? So what does afikoman mean? What does that mean? Okay. What would you say?
One should not get up from one group to another.
Okay. What does that mean? Rashi. Amar Rav Shul Yaku Mechabur L'Chabura. Rashbam.
After they ate the Pesach in one group.
Okay, so we're together. We're having our Korban Pesach together. We're in the same Chabura. And you say, you know what? You want to check out Charlie's Chabura. He's, back in that dump Richmond. He wants to go down there and check out what's going on, what do you call it, over there.
We got a nice little show for a dump.
There you go. So, lo yelchu b'chabura acheres, okay, lechol. You cannot go to another Chabura to eat. Anything. Okay, meaning, Charlie's going to be serving, what do you call it? So let's say we finish a little early, and Charlie's up to, what do you call it, soup. You say, listen, I'll go to Charles Kabura. I'll have some soup with them, right? What? Irrelevant. I can't eat anything else at his Kabura. Why? Lo pasul shum davar. Nothing. Why? No, Zera. B'shnei mekamos. Simple. So that you see why it has to be Durabanan, right? Because obviously it says the word Gzera. But conceptually, what kind of Durabanan is this? It's very simple. There's an Issa Duraisa to do what? In two Mekomos. I cannot eat my Korban Pesach in two Mekomos. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. Okay? One Makom. So this is an easy Durabanan. It's a no-brainer. To make sure I don't eat the Korban Pesach in another Makom, what will I do? Make an Issa Durabanan. I can't eat anything in Charlie's Makom. I mean, this is like the easiest Durabanan in the universe, right? Issa Duraisa to eat what? No. Midaraisa you can. Midarabanan you can't. Right.
So you can't.
Right. You're over in Isra Daraisa as well if you did, because you're violating the words of the rabbis. Lo susser. No. And Rashbam. Okay. So does anyone not understand that? Charlie, understand? Okay, right. The facts are clear. In other words,
I learned all this Gemara, I'm saying.
Good. Okay. Is it clear? Okay. It's classic Isra Daraisa. Rav is saying, Issa Darabanan is to protect the Daraisa of eating Korban Pesach Shtei Mekomos. So very simple Issa Darabanan, right? If you stop here, there'd be no issue of Afikoman whatsoever. Okay, back to the Rashbam. Okay, so if you saw that Gemara there, or the Mishnah in the Gemara there, which we'll get to in a second when we see Tosos also, what do we learn in that case? The Pesach.
The Pesach Nechol B'Shtei Chaburos. They have. V'ein Ha'ochel Ochel.
B'shnei Mekomos. So what do we see the lacha is? So you can't eat the Korban Pesach in Shnei Mekomos, but you can eat it in two chaburos in one makom. Okay, so let's say Charlie and Svi have two separate chaburos, and you're sharing a Korban Pesach. Okay, so you can eat separately in the house. That's why the Mishnah says you don't have to face each other, as long as the Korban Pesach doesn't get split up in two different houses. Okay, so obviously Rav is lining up like who? Rehuda. Keep going.
Lomar.
There's going to be machlokas about this, by the way. But anyway, the Rashbam says what? He says, okay, that's only so far as eating is concerned. Meaning that as long as, doesn't mean Tzvi can't visit Charlie's chabur at all. He can visit him. You know when? To join together and say hello. Very funny thing, by the way. You should know, it seems by the Rishonim, like this even the Baal Mor, that was a common practice.
Crazy Hashem, what a beautiful idea.
No, not that. That after we finish after we finish our meal, you would leave and join some other chabura in Hala. Very unifying.
It's nice.
Yeah. Interesting thing. You'll see from the Rishonim. It's a real thing. You want to do that this year? What? Should we do it this year?
Go to your neighbor's house.
We're going to just start singing Hala?
Sing.
Yes.
What?
We gotta leave the woman at the meal to keep our
Okay. All right. Okay. Right. Okay. V'lo kapid el lechol b'shem kamos. Right. Aval lechol dvar machemim koman richon shari rav. So Rashman's funny. He makes the point of saying, but that doesn't mean I can't eat more things in my makom. In other words, after I eat the Korban Pesach, right? This is, remember, don't be biased by the Rambam, okay? This is Rav. Rav is not going to have an idea of any issue of eating after the Korban Pesach. There's no idea of time to fit for him. So therefore, if I'm at Haim, if it's Tzvi, you're Chabura, when you finish your Korban Pesach, you can continue eating afterwards. There's no problem with you eating afterwards. It's just going to his Chabura to eat, okay? Now, the Rashman's very nice. He's giving you exactly the point of contention, okay? Okay. You'll see why he's saying it this way. I'll show you what he's emphasizing. In other words, he makes a point of saying, but don't think that means I can't eat in my chabura after the Korban Pesach, because Rav doesn't care about it. Rav has no idea of tam b'fiv, right? Yeah, I know it buys you because of the Rambam, and we know what Shmuel's reason is going to be in a second, but I'm saying, Rashi is pointing out to you, exactly, you can eat after the Korban Pesach. That's a good question to Rav. Yeah, in other words, the chashash is that Issa Doraisa is to eat the Korban Pesach and Shnei Mekamos. So the Issa Dorabanan is going to be very simple. I can't go to your house and have some food there. Because if I have some soup, it'll leave me to eat your Korban Pesach. But there's no reason why I can't have more food in my chabura after I'm done with the Korban Pesach. Why not? Well, that's Rambam. You'll see Shmuel in a second. We'll look at the Shmuel.
They don't want you to go to someone else's house.
Okay. Shmuel being that way. Oh, we'll see. Very good. We'll see.
The Easter Dravana only kicks in after you finish your Kami Basin?
Right.
So it's not us if you go to someone else's Kabura.
No. It's us the entire time. It's just saying practically when's it going to be an issue? No, because you haven't eaten. Well, that's a good question. Because you haven't eaten. Because you haven't. No, then that's it. It kicks in. Because you haven't eaten your. But let's say you didn't eat your Korban Pesach at all. But since you're Minoy, you're attached to your Korban Pesach, which still be a problem. No. What do you mean? I know, but you're tied to the Korban Pesach that was shechted for you. That's a separate question. That's a question of Korban Pesach in general. That's a good question. Okay, but that's not our issue. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so then he says, that's the key. Uproot, right? I can't uproot from my chabura. Okay? Rashbam. So then he says, behind the palag aleha shmua, Chaburaso Rishana. So he already lays out Shmuel's position, okay? That Shmuel says, I can't eat after the Korban Pesach in my Chabura, okay? So let me ask you a question. I don't want to define this yet. But it sounds like, right? I don't want to define the focus. It's just very funny that Rashi is being very wordy to tell you, Rav holds, I could continue eating, right, after my, Korban Pesach. Shmuel says no, okay?
Rashbam is generally wordy.
I know, because wordier than Rashi. But it's, what is he trying to tell you here? What's he trying to get across? Okay, right, good. Ellie's right. Okay, very good. Good. That, in other words, because it's going to seem like in the Gemara that they're talking past each other, right? Because Rav's going to say, I can't eat at someone else's chabura. And Shmuel's going to say this business of, Tom Afib, or whatever. I can't eat after the, what? But I can't eat after my achikoman, after my Korban Pesach. So you would think that those two issues, they're talking past each other. So the Rashbam, very good, Ellie, the Rashbam is trying to bring together the two positions to show they're not as far apart as you think. However, there's a problem with that, though. Because he's saying, whereas Rav holds, I can eat after my Korban Pesach, Shmuel says I can't. Okay? But let me ask you a question. If that's true, but is it the same Issa Darabanan?
Shmuel says you can't.
Shmuel says you can't.
In
other words, like this. In other words, Ibi telling me it's the same Issa Darabanan. Excuse me. Ibi telling me they're protecting the same Issa Daraisa.
Oh, that's
right? If you want to say that, that's going to be very funny machlokas, because then you know what it sounds like?
Darabanan sucks. sorry. Shmuel could have picked a better Darabanan like Rav.
Shmuel's gone further than Rav. Doesn't that sound like way? No, then what's the machlokas? See, either way, you're going to have a problem. Of course he has. Okay.
Maybe he's going further than Rav.
The simple way to learn is to say that Shmuel's going to go further than Rav. Could be what you're saying. What? That's what I'm saying. Either you learn, either you say he's more stringent, or if you say what Ellie's saying, which means he could go to the other person's chabura, but then that's not the same as Shadaraisa.
Wait, he could eat
either way. Well, how does this help protect a
Yanchu Makoma? He doesn't say that, though.
According to Shmuel?
Yeah, supposed to.
Right, so that's a completely separate issue. So then what are they arguing about? I'm saying it's a very far apart machlokas. You're going to be stuck either way. You'll see. It gets very confusing.
First of all,
what? So don't think you should explain this to say you're not allowed to be ochre from a chabura to chabura. Dil acher she'achlu tzas min haPesach lo yochlu mimenu bechabura cheres. Right? That if I ate a little bit from my Korban Pesach, I shouldn't be allowed to eat in another chabura. The hastam lantana beketzet solin ukeshe shamish omed limzog kofet es piv ad shemagia etzal chaburasa, which we'll see in a second when we do the Tosfos. Lutrace Tommy Lama? Fine. Okay. Now, go back to the Gemara. Okay? Go back to the Gemara. Ushmuel Amar. Oh, so Amar Rav, Shalom Yaku Michabura Lechabura. And what does Shmuel hold?
Ushmuel Amar. Right.
Or Dilai Li Gozlaya La Abba. Okay, what does that mean? It's very funny. You got to follow this here. So Shmuel says what? Shmuel says. Patriot. Okay. Okay. What is, the Gemara doesn't even tell you what Shmuel holds, right? All it says is what? My afikom on a rav shul yakum mechabur lechabur. Shmuel amar kigon or dilai li because loya la abba. Rav. Okay, fine. What is that referring to? What's Shmuel's position? What? Okay, can't anything after the Korban Pesach. Okay? And the way my good friend over here understands it, listen, he says, Kavanas HaMishnah, Shelo rak la'akor l'makam chabura acheres le'achol sham asr la'achar achilas Pesach, ela af be'odam bimkaman arishol no yochal. Okay, seems like, right? Now, what specifically? Kagon or dilai li, what are those? Those are like mushrooms, truffles, very good. Okay? That he would eat as what? Dessert. Okay? Or goes Laya the Abba. Who's Abba? Rav. Okay? That he, well, the Rav. So, not his father. No, not his father. Okay? The Lush, look at Rashi. See what Rashi says, but goes Laya the Abba? The Rav. He called him. Okay? Dishmuel Havaragil. Shmuel will do what? Lechol Bekinuach Suda Kamayim Opitriot. So Shmuel used to eat as dessert these mushrooms, and Rav Ragilach Lachar Shadaso Gozalos. What would he eat? What are Gozalos? What? Baby birds. We'll see some machlokas. Okay. I also want to say it's dates. We'll get to that. Okay. Okay. So what does Afikoman therefore mean? The Lashon Afikoman, right? Hotziu vehevio mine mesika. Afikoman, me according to the Rashi, he says, what's Afikoman? I took out and brought in. Sweets. Okay, sweets. Desserts. No. He's just confused. He said he wouldn't have that. Okay, I want to make sure. He wouldn't have that. There's normally, what would you eat? Now, notice, by the way, knowing what they know from the Rambam, we said ala sova means what? Ala sova means, okay, they're referring to what? No, Shmuel's saying what? Normally at this point of the meal, what would I have? Desserts, right? So what's the last thing I eat? Meaning, what's my dessert of the meal? The Korn Pesach. So I'd ask you, in Achinami. And I would say that it's not the end of the main course. You know what I mean? It's dessert time. Meaning, I've had my main course, I'm full, but you know how you just have enough room left over for dessert? Correct. Okay. Very good. Yes. Okay. So if you look at, okay, is that clear? Right? Okay. Keep going with the Rashbam. Right? So the Rashbam says, V'loshon ha'vikom ha'ro tzvi, fine. The Asa Shmuel, you see that Tzvi? The Asa Shmuel? And the Rashbam, where it says, K'gon ar di lo'i li v'goz lo'i l'abba. Right? Second line of that Rashbam. L'meimar.
D'lomi ba'i.
Chaburaso. Acheres. So Shmuel saying, not only can I not go from my chabura to another chabura to eat, aval filu b'chaburaso asur lechol klum achar pesach. Even in my chabura, that sounds like Shmuel's building off of Rav. The Rav holds I can't go from my chabura to another chabura, right? I can't eat someone else's chabura. Shmuel's even more machmir, like Akiva was saying before. It sounds that way according to the Rashbam. He's more machmir that I can't even eat after in my chabura. Okay, but then the question is, then what's the Issa D'Rabbanan going on, according to Shmuel? What's Issa D'Rabbanan going on? I ask. Keep going. Right, so then it gets very odd then. So what's he doing? It seems like it's a different problem, right? Right. In other words, Ariel's right. See, this is the difficult part about just approaching this. No. Shmuel's going to say in his Darabanan includes the problem that Rav has. In other words, let me put it this way. Let me just make sure. I don't want you guys to get lost. This is very important, okay? The Rashbam's saying that Shmuel's building off of Rav. Rav holds, I can't eat another chabura. Shmuel says, I can't even eat after the Korn Pesach of my chabura. But the reason can't be the same reason as Rav. Rav's reason is to protect the Daraisa of Nechal B'Shnei Mekomos. That's not Shmuel's reason. You see, Shmuel's... What? Right. But Shmuel would agree that it happens to be that his Darabanan takes care of that problem.
Doesn't.
Why not? Oh, okay, 1 second. We'll see. How could you, though? How could you? You mean if I before you do Korn Pesach?
Okay.
That's correct. Right. Correct. Right. Right. So why does Shmuel say I came after the Korn Pesach? So the Rashi says Shmuel Yovai Meno Tam Pesach. Okay. So I don't lose the Tam Korn Pesach. Why is that important? All right. Ulafisha dino le'achal b'sof ala sova, and since the din is the halacha is to eat the korban at when you're full, right? V'chein kol korbanos, it applies to all korbanos. Someone who questioned that before, right? Kedichsev le'mashcha le'gdula k'derech shemalachim oklin has a king eat, he eats it at the end. Okay, so what? How do? What kind of machlokas is this?
Wait. So you're saying there's no you can't eat.
No. I have to eat the korban ala sova, okay? But I can't eat after the korban. Darbanan. That's a darbanan. There's an issue darbanan to eat. I cannot eat after the Korn Pesach.
What's the thing with every korban?
Let me ask a question. Just off the top of your head. What's the benefit of having Tom Pesach in my mouth when I eat at the end? Why is that beneficial? How's that darbanan working? What's it going to do? What? Okay, so as long as I had the flavor in my mouth, what's going to happen? Reminder of what? Exactly. Well, not well. No. Then you're being like Rav.
Forget the
what is? Can I ask you a question? Come on. What's the benefit? What's the benefit of saying just the way the Rashi was learning that Tom should still be in your fiv? What does that help you with?
You're saying the state reflecting on the
That's philosophical. That's
because there might be philosophical reasons.
I understand it could be your philosophical reason behind it. I want to know halakhically. What's it coming to do? Just stop? Just have the time pass out in your mouth? Okay. So that's making a good step. There's something going on here about extending the Korban Pesach. And that's what they both agree on. Think about it for a second, okay? Obviously, Shmuel's saying that because he's saying the Tom Korban Pesach has to still be in your mouth. There's some sort of extension of it. But even Rav's agreeing with that, because what's Rav saying? I can't do what? I can't oker my chabura, right? So meaning that even though I finish eating my Korban Pesach, according to Rav, it hasn't ended, right? It doesn't end. They're both seeking out ways in the rabbinical system to extend the Achilas Korban Pesach. Not obviously with Maisa Achila, but to extend the phenomenon of Korban Pesach. That's for sure the first step to take. You know, that's the step I would take. Right, but I think that's what I think the first step is that Rav wants to say that through the extension of the Chabura, right, the Korban Pesach will continue. Could we go further with that?
What
do you mean?
Hold on. Do they both agree that's what the Duraisa is doing?
What do you mean?
Is there a Duraisa going through?
Like, Shemakom is a Duraisa.
How is the
Korban Pesach? I'm not getting into which Doraisa they're protecting, or it's a Takana. I agree with, in the end, I'm going to agree with Ariel that it's not an Issa Darbana, it's really a Takana Darbana. But I'm just saying what they agree with, though, I think the starting point is they both agree that the attempt here by Chazal is to extend the Korban Pesach. There's just two ways you could do it. Shmuel is a great, when I say Shmuel is a precedent, I don't really mean it this way. But we have a precedent, come on, we have a precedent for this idea of Tom Befiv. That's right. Remember that idea there? That you're extending the experience of the meal, right? Not the actual suit itself, but the experience still continues.